Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
Give me some bread, man. Tonight brings Thursday night, of course. Whatever you are doing, freeze. The outcome being, it is Between the Ropes Radio, Thursday night, December 20th, 2018. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury, live on tonight's episode. This special lady is bringing in listeners and, of course, our fans. She is very much a beauty, bringing the beatdowns. I give you live tonight from Torture Chamber Pro Wrestling Dojo, the beautiful Miss Hazel Annie is my guest. Miss Hazel, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
How are you?
Oh, God, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I first of all, it's a really truly honor to have you on tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio. And your fans are listening. I'm a huge fan of yours, and it's great to have you on. And as always here on Between the Ropes Radio, if you're ready for interview time, let's do this if you're ready.
Oh, yes, I'm ready. So if you want to ask me questions, go right ahead, and I'll try and answer the best that I can, and hopefully the fans will appreciate this.
Hey, things on the show, like I said, things on the show, we have fun, we have laughs. That's what it's all about here in Between the Ropes Radio. It's just about good laughs and entertaining the fans. And, of course, Miss Annie, the first question I have to ask you, of course, how's your Thursday going? I mean, we're towards the end of the week, and I would hope that's a good thing for a lot of us. How's your Thursday going?
It's going really well. Actually, I was just getting ready shortly after our interview. I have to basically go to Torture Chamber because I have my wrestling courses. So that's pretty much what my Thursday evening is going to be about. And, you know, looking forward to the holidays upon us. And that's pretty much it.
That's terrific. I mean, even though the holidays, that shows right there, dedicated wrestler, of course, the holidays coming, but you still have the time to train in what you love doing. That's being a professional wrestler, and much respects to you for doing that. Because a lot of people, I think they wouldn't bother. But I mean, we all know so much training and the hard work going into being a wrestler, and that's awesome. I mean, your night pretty much will be just hitting the mat, hitting the weights, and pretty much a usual Thursday night for you.
Oh yeah, I mean it's for me, it's whether I'm training in a gym, which is what I do most of the time, or I'm training at the wrestling dojo. I'm basically always doing something to improve and you know, just get better, right? Because the only way to do it is to keep at it. And I think that if everybody, you know, if everybody has a passion and you just keep doing, you know, you just keep going at it, you know, eventually you'll get the results you're looking for.
Yeah. And actually, Miss Annie, the one question I really want to ask, you know, I pretty much ask this question 100 times here on the show, and everybody has a different reason, something that pretty much got us into what we do to love, and we're talking wrestling here. Now, for you, mm-hmm. What was it about wrestling where you wanted to start, of course, torturing your opponents, and that's what you do best? What was it that grabbed you about wrestling where you're like, I really want to get into this?
I think it goes as far back as when I was about 14. My father introduced my sister and I to wrestling because back in the day, he used to bring us to the wrestling venues that were held every Monday night. So at first I was a little hesitant. I was only 14. I wasn't, you know, I wanted to go play skipping rope with my friends, but he would drag us there whether we liked it or not. And I just got so into it. I loved it. I followed it. I watched it until this day. I still watch SmackDown, WWE. I'm so in love with just with wrestling. And then, you know, life happens, and I didn't give it a second thought in my 20s and 30s. And then here I am, you know, in my 40s, and I said to myself, look, if I'm not going to do this now, well, I'm not going to do it ever. And so I just decided to look at, you know, look up some schools in Montreal, and I found, you know, Torture Chamber Pro Wrestling Dojo, and that was it. About, you know, the rest is history. I've been there for almost a year on and off. And I'm still going strong.
And that's all you can do is go strong, stay strong forever. And, you know, the thing about Miss Annie is it's weird because you touched upon how you got into wrestling and you started watching. It seems like it's always either the fathers or the grandfathers that got us into wrestling. I mean, same thing happened with me. My grandfather, you know, God bless his soul, he got me into watching wrestling, and here I am doing the podcast and shows. It's just, I'm like, when you said that, I'm like, what is it? It must be like the grandfathers and the father thing that got us all into wrestling.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's, I mean, my entire family, actually, to be honest, my entire family, at one point or another, we used to pay, you know, buy all the pay-per-view and watch all the shows, every event that was held. We would all get together from nieces to brothers and sisters to mother, father, uncle, aunts. I mean, we would have a party when the shows were going to be airing on pay-per-view. I don't know. It's just, it's entertainment, right? And I guess everybody likes some sort of entertainment. And I feel that it also... maybe the empowerment of women is what also I really like that part. When you see the female wrestlers, I love watching the men wrestle, of course, but when I see the women wrestle, I think there's this sense of, you know, the sense of empowerment and strength and self-confidence, and I believe that that is something that I look up to. Yeah,
and you're really actually lucky and in a good time in wrestling, because we call this not only WWE is doing a really good job with it, but outside of WWE, the women's evolution of wrestling, and you're in wrestling. You know, I've told, you know, past, you know, lady guests on my show the same thing, is that yeah, you guys are in a great time, because women's evolution of wrestling is bigger. It's going to continue getting bigger in the next few years to come, and you guys are kicking ass. I mean, whatever the men could do, you ladies are kicking ass just as much as they do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that women have come a long way. Back in the day, it was very male dominant, and then women started to wrestle, and I think they were, you know, they were being seen as, all right, you know, I think maybe there's something here. And then women started, as you can see now, more and more women are into wrestling, and more women are into the MMAs and martial arts, and something that perhaps years ago wasn't too, you know, it wasn't seen too much in for women. And now, you know, I think, you know, women, you know, they can do the same thing that the men can when it comes to wrestling.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's for one particular gender only, you know.
Yeah. I got to ask you, this question is right off the fly. You brought up a good point. You said you used to watch all the pay-per-views with your family, which I think we're all wrestling fans. I'm sure we all have. Now, if you can think back, what was the main food that you guys had to have for all the pay-per-views? My family, ours is pizza, so like WrestleMania is coming on, we all chip in, and maybe every family's different, but what would your favorite food be for your family when you guys got together and wrestling was coming on?
Yeah, I think it was probably pizza and chips, and then there was the hot dogs and the hamburgers and, you know, just party food, finger foods, you know, things like that, you know, soft drinks. And we just, I think it was just about watching the show, but the concept of getting together. And everybody would be booing or yaying for a certain, you know, for a certain wrestler. And I don't know, we would just all, you know, eat whatever, really. I would just put down some stuff. Anybody, you know, would just put down whatever food and we'd just eat it. At one point, we would just eat just to eat, because we'd be watching the show and, you know, we weren't thinking about the food all the time, but intermission or whatever, we'll continue eating. But yeah, it was a whole family evening, a nice get together to watch the show, eat, and spend a few hours together.
I still remember probably, I've seen a million pay-per-views. I'm sure, Miss Annie, you have too. But the one that still sticks out to my mind, I'm sure it does for you and everybody listening live to the show on Between Ropes Radio. Thank you very much for listening to me and, of course, Miss Hazel Annie, who was my guest tonight, when Brock Lesnar, he pretty much took out the Undertaker's WrestleMania streak. I remember we had like pizza and chips, and once the referee hit that three and the streak was over, it was total silence, like in my apartment. We all just we all just were like, what the hell? Like I still like talking. I'm so mad. I don't like talking about, like, you know.
Yeah, but isn't the best part when you don't know what's about to happen and you think you think a certain wrestler is going to win and then it's not that wrestler, or they do something that is unexpected, or that's what is so, the unknown is what, you know, what's going to happen next is what keeps us stuck to the TV and watching it, I think, and continue, you know, and that's what gets us watching the next WrestleMania and the next one and the next show, and it's, you know, TLC and whatever else is out there that they come up with. It just keeps us always at the edge of our seats, right?
And exactly. And wrestling, it's not only it's about what's going to happen next. I mean, who's going to turn on who? It's all about the story. And I still believe, of course, people say WWE, with the stories, they're kind of – people, of course, want to bash WWE, but to me, WWE is still the biggest ticket in town. But with WWE, you still never know what's going to happen. I mean, we all know Dean Ambrose turning heel and so forth. But like Miss Annie said, like Miss Annie said, you never know what's going to happen in the story. And it's just wrestling. You get so excited because, like, what's going to happen? We're all, you know, of course, like you said, Miss Annie, WrestleMania coming up this year. Like, what's going to happen, what a match is going to be. It's just that excitement builds you up, like, so much. And that's why I love wrestling, just like Miss Annie. She loves doing it, too.
Right. I mean, I think that it's exactly what you just said, the stories. And that's something that is often taught in you know, the courses that I take at the Torture Chamber, is that it's all about the story. I mean, it's great. Of course, you got to have the technique. Of course, you got to know what you're doing. But it's all about a story. Right, it's telling a story, and that's what I believe is what's kept WWE in business all these years. I mean, of course they have, you know, great wrestlers, and they keep changing the roster and whatnot, their roster. But it's the fact that every individual wrestler or match tells a story, and I think that is what people want to see, the story.
Mm-hmm. Now, Miss Annie, you've talked a great deal about, of course, the famous Torture Chamber Pro Wrestling Dojo in Canada. And to me, when I researched about the school, it's the best thing going in Canada. Now, the question I definitely have to ask, like, what do you feel like they do best that aspiring wrestlers in the Canada area should consider the school if they want to be a wrestler?
Well, the coach and the owner, Mr. Drew Onyx, has had the Torture Chamber between 15 to 20 years. And for me, this is just my opinion, is that he has such technical, he's so technical in regards to how he teaches the students, whether you're a rookie, whether you're a vet, is that he breaks down every single hold, and he does it where he makes us, you know, repeat it and repeat it until, you know, we get it correct. And of course, safety is extremely important. And he does run a very tight ship. There's a lot of disciplinarian there in the school. There's a lot of respect amongst the students. It doesn't matter if you're female, male, what age you are. He takes the time to help everyone, and he makes sure that even though you're a rookie, that there's a vet that will help you. And so everybody, you know, he delegates. You know, the vets to help some of the rookies, and then he stays with the rookies, and he's just committed to his school. He's just always doing something for the students, whether it's to get them for a shot at the WWE, whether it's to get them to improve a certain hold or work on matches, whether it's the promotion, whether it's the merchandise, whatever it is. He's always, always helping everybody. And I just think that when you have, a coach like that, it's, even just the dojo itself, it's super clean. I mean, when you have something like that, how could you look elsewhere? Like, really, there's not that many schools in Montreal to start off with. I believe there's maybe 3 in total. I definitely can't say enough about the, you know, torture chamber. So, yeah.
Now, pretty much Montreal, Quebec, Canada, everybody in that area listening live to Between the Ropes Radio this Thursday night, of course, my live guest, a beauty bringing beatdowns, my live guest tonight, of course, from Torture Chamber Pro Wrestling Dojo, Miss Hazel Annie is my guest, and wrestlers in that area, if you're looking for definitely the school to go to, check it out. She just gave every indication of why you should choose the school. So if you want to listen to the show, definitely give it some, without a doubt, some consideration. And Ms. Annie, I like what you said about that your teacher, it's not like how you got a football team where the coach has that one star that they, it's all about them. You said your coach pretty much treats everybody equally and wants to help everybody equally. And I like that because, especially on football, it happens a lot, but that school really touched me in how everybody gets treated equally, like everybody has an equal shot and going somewhere in the business.
I mean, you know, he's been doing this for so long, right? And I've seen it with my own eyes. I mean, whether you're a rookie or a vet, he will honestly correct you, even if you've been there 10 years. And there are some vets that have been there 10 years because they just want to keep going. He will still even correct them. It's not just because you're a vet that, you know, that he's just going to lay off, and not, you know everything. You don't. Like, you know, when it comes to the coach, again, whether you're a rookie, whether you're a vet, he will, you know, tell the rookie exactly the same thing he'll tell the vet and vice versa. So there's no one person superstar. He will, if he sees what he expects from us is that we perform, that we give it 150% all the time. And if you're not really willing to give it 150%, then there's somebody that's going to replace you. So he makes sure that everybody knows everybody's replaceable. And then, you know, and if you can't perform, then the next one after you is going to want to take that spot. So that's what makes us all excel at our level. But he makes sure that we all know that if you don't want to give it 150%, then somebody else will, and they'll just get a shot, you know, WWE, and you won't. It's that simple.
Exactly. It's all about, you know, if you don't want it, then somebody else will definitely want it. You know, if that chance that you have is thrown out the window, and you just touched upon, like, with, you know, a Torture Chamber and WWE. Now, have you actually received any advice from any stars from WWE that have maybe come through the school? And if that's the case, I mean, what was it? And did you just, like, run with it? Any advice that you did get from any wrestlers that stopped into the school?
Well, you know what? I mean, to be honest, not personally with me, because, like I said, I've been there about a year. However, the other vets that have been there, I mean, I'm still a rookie, but there's vets who, again, who have been there 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. And, of course, you know, Mr. Drew Onyx, he's definitely, you know, dealt with Kevin Owens, if I'm not mistaken, and with there's so many other wrestlers that he's in touch with or has worked with or has spoken with that have to do with the WWE, because he also did some train. He also went and helped some trainers, some wrestlers at the WWE back a while ago. But I personally was not there when someone like Kevin Owens did come to Torture Chamber. But again, that was about 5 years ago, if not more. And I was not part of the school at that time.
And, of course, Miss Annie, like, of course, the title for the show is, of course, A Beauty Bringing Beatdowns, of course. Now, for me, like, for your matches, what do you want your fans to remember afterwards about your matches? When they go home and they, like, that was an awesome show, what's one thing that you want to put in their mind that, damn, like, she killed it, and I definitely can't wait to see her next match? What would something be that you want to put that staple, that image into your, you know, the heads of your fans?
I think the best thing I can want out of a show or a match is that the audience is involved. I think that's important. I like to involve, of course I have to do my match, but involving the fans the people who are watching the show when we do our, you know, because at the school we have Showcase Sunday that is held every month or every, you know, every 2 weeks or so we have a show held on Sunday that takes place at the school. And so we have audience, right? And, you know, interacting, I think, is the one thing that I would want them to see. Of course, you know, holding the match, whether it's I'm a heel, whether I'm, you know, I'm face, it's the story. Also, I want them to understand the story that I'm trying to portray. And basically, you know, like, that they just have, that they can take with them, oh my gosh, I never, you know, thought that it was going to be this fantastic to see Hazel Lanny or to see that wrestler or that wrestler, and no matter who I'm up against and whatnot in the match, that they come out and actually be entertained by what they see.
And everything you said is absolutely correct. So, like you said, you want your fans to pretty much put themselves in your shoes, and they probably would think, you know, I would have reacted the same way Andy did towards her opponent, you know, because we all know in wrestling opponents,
exactly.
they piss each other off. So it's like, wow, you know, Andy, I love her. I want her T-shirt. I would have reacted in the same way she did in which she body slammed such and such tonight. But yeah, it's pretty much like you said, it's being able to put your fans in your shoes. And back to what we talked about at the top of the show, it's all about telling the story, and it all comes together. Pretty much, it's not hard with wrestling. It's all about the story, and it goes into the ring, and the fans being able to say, you know, damn, I know what that's like.
Exactly. I mean, I think when somebody is, it's like watching a show. It's like watching a movie or, you know, some kind of show you like to watch. You know, there's always a beginning, a middle, and an end. There's always, you know, a story to it. And if you can't relay that story, well, then you will finish watching that show or movie saying to yourself, well, what exactly was the point of this movie? I don't really know. And you don't want that, right? You want to be able, again, you want to be able to make sure that the fans understood, oh, okay, I get it. When you did that move or when you did that, it was because she or he did that to you, which was why, you know, you gave that person up, like you said earlier, body slam. So again, you know, people have to somehow understand the story behind the match. And if they get that, then they're just going to keep coming back the next time you have another match, and they'll keep coming back and support you.
Now, next on my mind, especially the wrestling, I'm thinking about mind, body, and soul. And in terms of being fit, I have to say, like, you're top notch. I mean, a vision, you've done a wonderful job in how you keep yourself in shape, and like super duper respect to you for that. Now, people who don't know, outside of wrestling, you're also like a personal trainer and fitness coach. Now, what overall advice would you give wrestlers and even non-wrestlers about like fitness tips just to, you know, keep yourself in shape? Because, I mean, we are going into the new year. What would, you know, Miss Annie say to anybody who wants to reach that, you know, fitness peak, and any overall advice you can have?
I think the number one thing I have to say is it will show if a wrestler does not train in any sort of way. If a wrestler is doing a match and is gasping for air because they don't have their cardio or they're not training it in any way, it will show. So the best advice I can give is that when, you know, in becoming a wrestler, you should, in conjunction with wrestling, you should somehow have some form of a fitness plan. In other words, if it's going to be cycling, if it's going to be lifting weights, if it's going to be swimming, it'll help the wrestler so much more than when somebody cannot do anything, like doesn't train at all, because there's a lot of athletic holds in matches, right? You need to do drop downs. You need to get up really quick. You need to do you need to do suplexes and whatever else, you know, that you need to do in matches. You need to run the ropes. If you don't have any sort of you know, cardio, you know, any sort of exercise that you do on the side, it'll be very difficult for that wrestler, and it will definitely show in the match. And that's not something that you want fans to see, right? You don't want fans to see that you're leaning over because you can't breathe because you're out of breath.
So, to answer your question,
they would have to find some sort of way to put the two together. Training and wrestling definitely have to be together.
Or you could be insane in a membrane like me and run marathons, so, which is, you know.
that's there you go. That's another, of course, absolutely. Any sort of way. Now, of course, you have to also put into consideration that you can do all of that workout, but if you're eating unhealthy food, well, you're sort of, it's not a good thing, right? You got to keep all of it, you know, in moderation, right? You need to eat well, you need to train in a gym, and you need to do your wrestling. If you put all three together, within a couple of weeks, you know, a couple of months, you will definitely see the difference.
Now, of course, Miss Annie, the next question I have to ask you, and I have to say this has been an absolute honor to have you on the show tonight, absolute honor. The way we always do it here on Between the Ropes Radio, next up is, I call it the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center, which this question, you got to definitely think on this, but a lot of guests love this question. So here's what I definitely want to ask you. Now, if you had to create your own pay-per-view with the word Canada in it, what would you call it?
If I'd have to, that's a really good question that, you know, I will have to think about that one. What would I call it? And it has to be wrestling related, right?
I would say, if it's a pay-per-view, probably they say, you know, Miss Annie, here's such and such X amount of dollars, put your pay-per-view on, just put Canada in the name for it.
Canada Triumphs or something like that. I don't know what I would. I mean, I'm just throwing this at you right now, but Canada Triumphs?
Canada Triumphs. I mean, because triumph is when somebody overcomes the odds, and I like that. I mean, I always tell all the guests, whatever comes to mind, boom, just go with it.
Well, that's what's coming to my mind right now, so I guess that would be what I would say.
I actually did like that. Canada Triumph, I mean, like Miss Andy said, just overcome everything that's in your way, come be triumph in everything that you do. And, of course, Miss Andy, of course, we all know – Christmas is coming up, and definitely for me and Between the Ropes Radio, Merry Early Christmas. And which follows for this question. Now, for Christmas, one wrestling goal you want for Christmas, what do you want it to be?
I think basically to just keep at what I'm doing and to just keep improving and just, doing more and more shows, and just obtaining all the goals that I that I'm going to set, you know, that I have already in mind and that I want to continue to add on to my bucket list. And that would be what I would probably aim for holidays and stuff like that, for the new year, new year. Yeah.
Well, I definitely got to say, I mean, like I said, I mean, tonight after the show, you're going to wrestling class, doing what you got to do. Your fans are proud of you. I'm very proud of you. And definitely I see big, big things happening for you in 2019. And the last question for Between the Ropes Radio for Miss Hazel Annie, of course, where can we see a beauty bringing beatdowns next in the ring, as well as if you have any fitness projects coming up?
Well, I'll be honest, I usually post everything that I'm going to be doing or that I have plans on doing. I post everything up on my platforms, so I can definitely give you those. The Facebook platform of my is Hazel Annie, and my Instagram is Hazel_wrestler, and then I have my Twitter, which is at Vixen Romano, and those are my three platforms that most fans can reach out to me. I have my email address, of course, that it can be found on any of those three platforms. And, of course, I'm always at the Torture Chamber Pro Wrestling Dojo, and that's pretty much where they can find me, and that would pretty much sum it up, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard her first, and definitely I have to say, Torture Chamber Pro Wrestling Dojo, you have a good student in your building, and that is the lovely and beautiful Miss Hazel Annie, who was my guest live tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio, a beauty bringing beatdowns. Miss Hazel, I want to thank you very, very much for being a guest tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio. You are the bomb.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and happy holidays, same to you and to all the fans. Thank you.
No problem at all. You're always welcome back here on Between the Ropes Radio. Have a safe and wonderful Merry Christmas. God bless, and most importantly, be safe and good luck in your wrestling endeavors. We're all proud of you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And you have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Okay, thank you. Same to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You just listened to Between the Ropes Radio with your boy Ty Asbury, my live guest tonight, a beauty bringing beatdowns from Torture Chamber Pro Wrestling Dojo. My live guest tonight was Miss Hazel Annie. I'm your boy Ty Asbury. Have a great Thursday night. God bless. Love yourself. Love others. Peace. Yeah.